What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 45 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Power of God's Word. David Jeremiah once said, as you read the Word of God today, read it with expectancy and anticipation for the change it will make in you. Today's text is from Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 13, presents a rich message about the power of God's word and His promises. In verses 10 and 11, the imagery of rain and snow illustrates how God's word acts in the spiritual realm. Just as rain and snow nourish the earth and lead to fruitful harvests, God's word accomplishes its purpose. Verse 11 states that God's word never returns empty. Rain and snow never fall to the ground without making a difference in the resulting harvest. The harvest brought by precipitation affects the one who consumes it. Likewise, God's word always makes a transformative difference. Isaiah's analogy reassures us that God speaks with a purpose that effectively achieves His intended outcome. Today's scripture further emphasizes the inevitability of God's plans being realized. Isaiah 55, verse 12, asserts that the outcomes of God's promises will lead to joy and peace, describing nature's reaction to divine intervention, mountains and trees rejoicing. This metaphor not only signifies the harmony of creation with God's intentions, but also highlights the joy that comes from aligning with God's purposes. It paints a picture of a world transformed by divine influence, where creation and humanity respond to God's goodness and faithfulness, thus inviting the community of faith to share in this transformative experience. Verse 13 introduces profound imagery of renewal and replacement, replacing thorns with cypress and briars with myrtle. This signifies a reversal of the curse. Where there was once desolation and hardship, there will now be beauty and flourishing. This change reflects the overarching theme of redemption that runs through Scripture, revealing God's commitment to restoring not just our individual lives, but also creation itself. The mention of these specific trees symbolizes stability, growth, and permanence in contrast to the previous wilderness imagery, thus showing the comprehensive scope of God's redemptive work. The concluding part of the passage declares that these changes will be for the Lord's renown, a lasting sign that will not be cut off. This emphasizes the ultimate purpose of God's communication with His people, the glorification of His name. The transformation in creation serves as a testimony to God's faithfulness and power, inviting all people to witness His work. Through this scripture, Isaiah communicates a message of hope, underscoring that God's word has the power to bring about profound change, not only in a personal context, but also in the broader cosmic narrative of redemption and restoration. Rod Mattoon shares the following story that illustrates this transformative power found in God's word. In 1945, a newsman, Clarence W. Hall, was attached to the American forces in Okinawa. While he was there, he and his Jeep driver visited various communities on the island. One of those villages was distinctively different than the others. Hall wrote, "We had seen other Okinawan villages. They were down at the hills and despairing. But by contrast, this one shone like a diamond in a dung heap. Everywhere we were greeted by smiles and dignified bows. Proudly, the old men showed us their spotless homes, their terraced fields, their storehouses and granaries, and their prized sugar mill." Mr. Hall said he saw no jails and no drunkenness, and that divorce was unknown in this village. So he began to ask around, trying to discover why this village was different than the others. He was told that an American missionary had come there some 30 years earlier. While the missionary was in the village, he had led two elderly townspeople to Jesus Christ, and he left them with a Japanese Bible. These new believers studied the scriptures and started leading their fellow villagers to Jesus. The newsman's driver said he was amazed at the difference between this village and the others around it. He remarked, "So this is what comes out of only a Bible and a couple of old guys who wanted to live like Jesus." God's word, combined with the power of the Holy Spirit, has transformative power for all who choose to obey it. Some questions to consider. In what ways is God's word like rain that falls down to water the earth, like in verse 10? From verse 11, what does Isaiah mean by God's word shall not return to me empty? And finally, from verse 12, how can God's word cause you to go out in joy and be led forth in peace? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.